Today I'm announcing the extension of the time to apply for homestead exemptions to October 15th. This will require legislative ratification, as we understand the law, but I've sought and, I think, secured agreement from the leadership of both houses that they agree with this step and be happy to confirm it when the legislature returns in November. This is another of those things one learns if you travel the state continuously. I've run into lots of taxpayers who missed the deadline a couple, 3 months back. And some would say, well, that's their own fault, but I'm just not prepared to see people face the double whammy of a very big increase in their property tax bill without the benefit of an exemption to which they are entitled. And I think basic fairness says this is a reasonable step to take, and I'm pleased to say that I think the legislative leadership agrees.
Is this for 2007 bills or just 2008 bills?
They'll only be able to apply it to 2008. We've talked to the local officials around the state, and regrettably it cannot apply to the relief that is coming later part of this year, but it will apply, very importantly, to 2008, and otherwise they'd miss that.
Can they apply now, or will they have to wait until organization day?
No, they should apply now, and the extension really is just to October 15th, which we believe is about the furthest you can push it out and still have an orderly process at the local level. So we'll be trying to spread the word through every available means that if, for some reason, somebody overlooked this opportunity, that the window's open once again.
But the legislature will have to pass something before the decision
day. We think they should, just to make it crystal clear that this was a lawful act, because the deadline that people have missed is written into statute pretty clearly.
The homestead break isn't exactly new, and yet it seems we go through this every year just about. Why do people have trouble remembering
to apply for it? I wish I could say that I had never committed oversights of some kind like this, and it happens. People are busy, and some of these rules, as we all know, are pretty complicated. So I think in this case, we just simply have to give some leeway to folks, whatever the reason was. Yeah, conceivably. I'd sure look at it.
Understand you just met with a group of county commissioners. Mm-hmm. Concerns about property taxes. Were you able to address any of their concerns?
Yeah, we agree on a whole lot of things. These were commissioners. There was an assessor or two and some other local officials from some counties up north. And it was a really great exchange. We ran over and delayed this session because of it. But we're in very much agreement on some fundamentals, which include we ought to sort out who pays for what. Some things, and I've said this before, that are now on the property tax payer ought to be paid for from state funds. They agree that we need accountability over total spending right now, and are ready to step up to that task. And so we had a really good exchange. They brought a position paper, and I agreed with the vast majority of points that were in it.
They have some problems with the local option income tax. What was your message to them on that?
Well, they have to make their own decisions. That's the whole essence of local option and home rule, and I remain a strong proponent of that. But we talked about alternatives, including steps the state could take. It would lead to more or less the same outcome. The goal we're after is dramatic reduction of property taxes paid by people on their residences. And then the question is how to do that in a way that is both fair and also lasting.
Governor, when you ask the legislature to ratify this deadline change, are you going to also ask them to change the homestead, the rebates into a credit, or are you convinced that Speaker Bauer won't budge on that?
He won't budge. I've tried a variety of alternatives that I thought might bring greater short-term relief, particularly to the people who got hit the worst. But Speaker doesn't agree with any of them, and he's listened, but he said no to everything. And not being much into futile gestures. I think we're just going to have to concentrate our efforts on the long-term relief and more fundamental steps.
I wanted to clarify, because you mentioned, so does this allow them to get the rebate later this year or not?
Oh, the people who come back now?
Right.
No, they would not. We've talked to local officials. There just is no way to do that. But we can enable them to get the similar relief that's coming next year by doing this.
Okay, because the release says those who come forward but miss the June deadline but meet October will now be eligible for that 2008 property tax.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
Were your discussions with Northern Indiana officials, do they have any impact on Marion County? There's been a dispute as to who has to pay for the reassessment here.
No.
Still Marion County.
Yeah, that subject wasn't part of our discussion.
I just want to clarify that you are, so you're sort of, you know, I'm going to use the wrong word here, but giving up on the idea of changing the rebate into credit. As far as you're concerned, it will be a rebate still.
Yes, the speaker authored the rebate, likes the rebate, insists on keeping the rebate. So a rebate it is, also with no deviation at all from the way the money is used.
You indicated before you were going to offer a long-term proposal. How is the status of that? When would you expect to have something to allow?
Well, in advance of the legislative session, but we're studying this very carefully, looking at all options. All I can tell you is we're only looking at options that will make a fundamental difference. The state has tinkered before, and I'm very intent that we not repeat the mistake. I won't say mistake. We won't repeat the experience, which we've been through, the taxpayers of the state have been through before, in which certain state taxes were raised, property tax to relieve property taxes, but a few years later, state taxes were higher and property taxes were higher too. And we've got to find an answer which has more permanence than that.
Have you given up on any special session?
I'd consider it very unlikely.
How many of you have heard from local officials and you keep asking them to adopt the local option income tax? Why aren't more counties budding on that?
Well, let me just please plead for some clarity here. It is the whole essence of local option is that it's optional. And I'm not telling any county what to do, and I don't think anybody else should. It is utterly up to them. We do keep making the point that if a county wants to see very substantial property tax relief right now, the local option is a very powerful tool. But it's absolutely the choice of the, and that's the way it was designed. And no one should go around suggesting, let alone telling counties whether to use the free choice they have or not.
Well, I thought at one point you and legislative leaders were considering more of a hammer.
Well, it's not my outlook. Let me just put it that way. I think it's important that people understand how powerful this tool can be. There are counties where it can completely wipe out homestead property taxes. The typical example is a half a point translates into a one-third reduction. So it's a very powerful tool, but the reason I have supported local options in a variety of contexts is because I believe in home rule and understand that we have 92 different situations out there, no two alike.
In the position statement that these commissioners brought you, they want to see state sales tax increase or state income tax increase for you guys to take over welfare,
I would consider. First of all, I have supported, and still do, a sorting out of who pays for what, and specifically with respect to child welfare. And I think they have a very good point there. They have a good point that with regard to that last piece of school operating. The state already pays for the vast majority of school operating costs, and they are arguing that it should pick up the rest, and they're probably right about that, too. And I am very open to any means of effecting a big reduction in property taxes, but I will be looking for features that make sure we've locked it in and made it permanent so that the problem does not grow back on us as it has in the past.
There are a number of people, including several legislators, who continue to push for an elimination of property taxes. Mm-hmm. Is that impossible?
I wouldn't rule out anything. I think the elimination of all property taxes on all classes of property raises a lot of questions no one has answered yet. But there's nothing wrong with thinking big, and our approach is not to rule any option out till we've analyzed it carefully. As long as we keep seeing jobs by the thousands come to Indiana, we'll keep making these trips, and I want to continue to emphasize Japan. Indiana is now the number one state in Japanese investment in source jobs per capita. We are the number one state in the last 3 years in Japanese investment of any size, as far as I can tell. And so I do believe concentrating on our strength, treating our best customer for in-source jobs with special respect and attention has paid off. We have several new opportunities in front of us right now, and I'll be pursuing some of those over there. So I think that's, as far as I'm concerned, that's the happiest hunting ground that we have, and there being a limit to how many of these trips and how many days we can budget for it, I just try to use them where I think we got the most jobs and opportunity to try to capitalize on.
If we go back, you're saying that you would support a tax increase in theory if it's going to permanent property tax relief.
There's not going to be any tax increase.
I thought that was part of her question.
Let's just be, I want to be specific in saying what I mean. Okay. I won't support anything that results in a net tax increase. If we're talking about changing the mix, less property taxes offset by something else, that is discussable. We're not talking about any net tax increase in the state. And I think it's important, as people think about this subject, to be careful about our language here. But in terms of where that balance gets adjusted, local or state or some combination, I'm open-minded.
So you would support an increase in sales or income or both if it was a dollar-to-dollar decrease in property tax?
Let me put it this way. I wouldn't support it unless it was at least a dollar-for-dollar decrease. And I'm not saying I support it now. I'm just simply saying I don't rule it out. An approach like the ones that the local officials I just met with and others are for, I think, has to be considered.
Governor, do you have any idea of what the steps you're taking today, how many Hoosiers is going to help?
More than you would suspect, Mike. All I can tell you is it's very like the experience with people who are being told you had to have an appraisal to file an appeal. The more I've traveled, the more we've asked, the more prevalent that was. And I think that's the case here, too. I've just bumped into it too many places. Legislators of both parties have mentioned it. They're bumping into it. So, and just remember how many folks we're dealing with. So even if it's a very small percentage, you're talking about a lot of people. And again, the double hit that many of them would experience of a big jump in their bill and not offset by this exemption they're entitled to, I just think would be unfair. So even if it's a small number, it's a step worth taking.
Once they file, they don't have to file again, provided they didn't change their primary revenue.
Yes, I think that's correct.
Have you been briefed on what kind of state or federal assistance will be available to Northwest Indiana areas that were hit by a series of storms?
No, we're making all the applications we think we might be eligible for, but at this point, nobody's given me a forecast of what answer to expect.
And there was some criticism from local officials that part of the Borman may have been built below a floodplain and it flooded, and whether or not the engineering was sufficient. Are you looking into that, or are you confident that the Borman is is sufficient?
No, I heard that from folks up there, and I've asked NDOT to have a look.
Can the changes, like the school operating expenses or child welfare, will be made in the upcoming session without reopening the budget, or would this kind of pretty big change require opening the budget?
I don't see any need to reopen the budget. We have a good one. It's honestly balanced, and I think reflects the priorities of the state. Here we would be addressing a different question, and I see no reason that it we need to talk about anything other than those specific items that bear on property tax bills.
Do you foresee that they could pass this in any legislation entirely on organization day, or might they have to burn up some session days?
I believe it can be done very quickly, and maybe even on that day. It shouldn't consume any meaningful time. Again, the soundings I've taken say that legislators on both sides think this is a fair, reasonable thing to do, and I don't think we're going to run into any opposition or delay. Well, I suppose you'd be subject to court challenge. It's gray whether I could do this on my own or not. Whenever it's a gray area like that, I would like to have statutory authority. But we either act now or people will miss the 08 window too, and that's why we're doing it this way.
I don't see any mention here of anything except the homestead deduction. Is the mortgage deduction, are you extending the deadline for that too?
Just the homestead exemption.
Why not the mortgage deduction?
I'm sorry. I'm not sure I even know the question.
Well, there's two. If your homeowners qualify for mortgage and homestead. The homestead's bigger, but some people, especially in refinancing cases, closing companies or title companies are not forwarding the mortgage exemption application like they used to also.
Well, first time the question's been asked, we'll take a look.
How is this area being more or less gray than it was when you extended the deadline for counties to pass their local option income taxes and still make it eligible?
I don't know which, it's a good question. I don't know which shade of gray this is. And by the way, I think it may well be that we'll ask the legislature to ratify those steps too. I said at the time that we might, and we very well might.
I know there's still a sense of urgency to get something done with property taxes, but since you've allowed people to pay at the 06 level, it seems to have taken some of the urgency out of it. Do you still see this as urgent, that like we need to get something done with this upcoming session, or is it going to be more long term?
No, this is absolutely urgent matter. The steps we've taken so far will provide at most only a marginal relief where there was no reassessment, for instance. There will probably be some help for homeowners, but that leaves the fundamental problem. And this has got to be the focus of the next legislative session. And the steps that I'll recommend, although I haven't settled on the details yet, will be very fundamental. And I feel no less urgency than ever about this. And I hope the legislature sees it the same way.
Will your proposal incorporate what Colonel Shepard Commission is now
saying? No. I keep trying to draw a distinction here, Brian. We need to act, in my opinion, now on to address the unfairnesses, the distortions, which a variety of factors have created now in people's property tax bills. The Kernan-Shepard Commission, as you recall, I started, didn't announce, but asked them to lead well before we saw what was going on in property taxes, is to look beyond that to the long-term issues of structure in local government and school government. Now, the excesses there, the duplication, the overhead of all that certainly contributes to property taxes. But we can't wait on those long-term structural fixes to deal with the imbalances that created the property tax bills people just saw. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they want to make attendance at a dog fight a felony as well, with the redeeming of any time since activities associated with criminal gangs and so forth. Any concern about the General Assembly trying to let to criminalize every act of misconduct or misbehavior? Any concern whether that might be going too far or might not really be productive in terms of dealing with some issues?
Oh. Civil liberties always a top concern, and they can be infringed even by the best intentioned of measures. But I haven't really thought about this one or looked at it. I haven't heard about these proposals yet, so got no comment on them. All right.